This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today I might have the tastiest podcast that I've had so far because I have Jesse Ebner here, and that name might sound familiar, that last name, because her husband's been on a few times, but she has a cake and cookie business that she wants to share with everyone and with me by giving us a sweet treat. And we're also going to have some wine that goes with it. So welcome, yes. Jesse.
Hello.
I picked up a Riesling. I wasn't really sure what goes good with cake and cookies, but we got a Clear Night Riesling from Germany, so
that'll work.
Hopefully it's good.
I think you can drink anything with cupcakes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Would beer go well with that?
Well, I guess wine. Any kind of wine.
There you go, Jesse. You can just move your mic like this if you ever need to. Sure. Swings out like that.
You didn't want to pour it for me?
Oh, I'm not that much of a gentleman. I never know what people actually want because I would just
say that out loud.
I don't ever know what people would want, but by the way, cheers.
Cheers. Let's try it.
Yep. I like that. Now, someone told me this is semi-sweet, but I feel like it's pretty darn sweet. I don't know.
No, it's not as sweet.
It's not. Oh, they're sweeter.
There is.
Wouldn't we get like stomach aches?
Yeah, you could.
I really didn't want a stomachache tonight.
So. No, I think this will go good with the sweetness of the cupcake.
When it comes to white wines, and people know that, listen, I'm not much into wines, but if I am, Riesling would probably be my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And then a semi-sweet red. I had a semi-sweet red from El Morro 2 weeks ago. I like that one. It's called Three Cheers. But
okay, El Morro is some of my favorite, too. So
okay, Jesse. Now, first of all, I want to go back because you and me, we know each other before your husband stepped in.
Yes.
We went to high school together.
Yep.
And I guess we never really talked, but I know some of your family because I know Robert.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as fate would have it, full circle, as everyone else in Winona, eventually here we are back and we know each other because your husband.
Yes.
And as some of you know, Ebner is a very familiar name on this podcast since he's been on three times. He loves to talk.
He does love it. He loves to talk, yeah.
And he's got his own podcast. But you now are venturing out on something else, which is a baking business.
Yes.
Now, what I have here is it's called Sweet Pea Cake and Cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I've got a question. Where'd the name come from?
Okay, so Chloe, my daughter.
Okay.
So we used to call her Sweet Pea. Actually, she's still name is Sweet Pea.
Aww.
So actually, there's a couple times people would call her Chloe, and she'd be like, no, my name is Sweet Pea. So it just kind of stuck. So Sweet Peas.
Yep. Is she part of the business?
So I'm going to try and teach her how to do something. She's okay. Very interested in learning like how to pipe and stuff like that. Like
to what?
Like pipe. Like
don't know what that is. So you're going to
look at the nice little swirls on top for the frosting. That's okay. Called piping. So I want to teach her how to do that.
You're looking at an amateur baker. So anything you tell me, I'll probably believe that it's gospel.
Okay. It is. Everything I say.
Piping it is.
Piping.
All right. So you're doing both. Is it full cakes, cupcakes? What are we talking about?
Okay. So I do cupcakes is my specialty. Okay. That's what I like to do the best. I don't know. For some reason, it's just fun to do all the swirls and stuff. Plus, you can do a lot of different flavors all at once.
All at once?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, you can eat a couple of different flavors instead of having like a slice of cake. But I do cakes. I just did a cake for a birthday party a couple days ago. It was a Sonic cake. I do cake pops and cookie pops. And then I'm actually going to try to do some like crumble cookie-ish type of cookies. So they're like the big monsters. I just haven't gotten there yet.
What's a crumble cake is just a, or a crumble cookie is a huge cookie?
Yeah.
Or?
So have you ever never had
never it? Had it?
Seriously?
I just don't venture out. I just, you give me some Sweet Martha cookies, I'm good.
Okay. No, they're seriously probably like that big.
Oh, okay. So they're decent size.
Yeah, they're decent. So the one time I had a crumble cookie, I like cut it into like six pieces.
Okay. Well, does
it's
it just
shareable.
See, now when I hear a crumble, it sounds like a dried out cookie.
Oh, no.
So it's not that.
Well, I don't know. I've heard a lot of mixed about crumble cookies. Some people hate it. Some people like it. But I obviously want to make the cookies that people like.
Well, you know, and I'm the kind of person, like, you could just give me an M&M cookie or a straight chocolate chip cookie. I am good with that.
Yes.
However, I'm kind of picky, though. Sweet Marthas have become my favorites throughout the years, just going to State Fair and all that. But my mom makes monster cookies, and I love those.
Okay. I make monster cookies, too, and my family loves those, too.
Well, I can't wait to hear what your specialties are when we get to this, because I have tons of questions. Because my first one is, what inspired you to even do this? Like, you have a passion for baking?
I guess.
Okay.
So, let's see. It was back in, like, 2011 after Paul and I got married.
Okay.
And I don't know if I was watching HGTV or whatever. It was a baking show. And I saw someone do a cake. And I was like, I could do that.
Okay. Yep.
So I went to Walmart and I bought the stuff that I needed. It's harder than it looks.
You mean buying all the ingredients or doing it?
Doing it. Okay. Yep. I did okay because I asked my sister, I was like, can I do my niece's or Morgan? Can I do a birthday cake? And she's, I think, like two at the time. She's like, yeah, sure, whatever. So that's what I did.
Okay.
It was a learning process. But after that, I just kept going.
How was the end result of the first one?
Not bad.
Oh,
though.
Not bad. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I mean, it wasn't really bad. Obviously, the piping and using the tips and all that kind of stuff. You got to have a steady hand. And
sure.
You got to know what you're doing. So it didn't turn out bad. But
that was 2011.
Yes.
Okay, and now we're in 2025, so we got a long ways to go.
Yes. So I would just do random stuff for people. So I always did my kids' birthday parties.
Okay.
So cakes and cupcakes and stuff like that. And every single time I did it, my mother-in-law was like, "You need to sell them. You need to sell them."
All right.
So I was like, "No, I don't think I can. You know, I just do it for fun."
Sure.
And then my sister was actually in town the other day, and she lives in the Milwaukee area, and she started doing. She does a at-home daycare, and she started doing some sourdough. So she's like, I'm going to start selling it, because her husband, his work friends would buy them from her.
Okay.
So she started it and did a Facebook group, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I can do this. If she can do it, I can do
sure.
it. So I did it.
So she's doing sourdough.
She's doing sourdough.
Okay, I love sourdough bread too. And you're doing desserts.
Yes.
So I guess, do you have like a specialty one that is really easy for you to do, or one that you like or think is the best one that you do?
My favorite one that I do is a lemon.
Okay.
So it has lemon filling, and then I use actual lemon juice and the lemon zest from the lemon for the frosting. It's like a cream cheese frosting.
Sure.
But I did bring a raspberry lemon, which is pretty close.
All right.
And that one's really good too, so.
Okay, so we're going to try some, I understand.
Yes, I have two. I have the raspberry and lemon.
Okay.
And then I have a carrot cake one in there too.
Okay, so. Sounds good. So do you want to break those out now? Or
sure.
Sure, let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah, just pull that mic away and I'll just keep talking.
And I know it's funny because I'm not really like a sweet person. I don't really eat a lot of sweets, but I make sweets.
Sure.
So I like when other people eat them.
Hey, you're good, you're good, you know? Now, I'm noticing as you're doing this, you have your own box.
I do.
So did you go get those custom made then?
No. So I just got them from a website, and then I actually made I bought stamps for it. So I actually stamped my own boxes.
Oh, those are just stamps.
They are.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Just like, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
These I know.
Look, oh my gosh. I'm going to hold one up to the camera before we eat it too, because they are decorated.
They are. And then I had an order for a wedding tasting.
Okay.
So I actually, I went and bought some on sale Easter, like little things from Target. So she got the actual carrots and we get bunnies.
Oh my gosh, this one smells like cinnamon, and I love it. So this, yes, I assume is the carrot cake, because there's, yes, a rabbit on it.
Yes.
For Easter, I would assume.
Yep.
Okay. So which one should we try first? Which one would you like us to do?
Anyone.
I want to try this carrot one, because there's
carrot.
Is the bunny edible?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm going to show this. If hopefully the camera picks it up. But she put a little bunny on top of it for a carrot cake, because rabbits like carrots.
Yeah, and most of the time, anything I put on them so far have been edible. So,
no, oh my gosh, this one just smells so good. I'm intrigued. All right, so let's see what we get here. Cheers. Cheers to the cupcakes.
They were in the fridge, so we'll see.
Oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
And your frosting, mm-hmm, is what I love, because I don't like the whipped cream stuff.
See, and most people tell me they just would love the frosting by spoonfuls on a lot of ones that I make.
So I'm the kind of person, if I want a cupcake, I don't want a ton of it. Mm-hmm. I want just like a hint of it, because otherwise, I was telling you, I'll get a stomach ache off of it. And,
mm-hmm,
and I got to try the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Poor bunny. I just ate him.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. And you know what? I got to say, you come here with the nice looking box. You come here with the decorated, what would you call that? I don't even know.
It's like a little tulip. They call it a tulip.
A tulip packaging, and it, mm-hmm, just looks fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Sometimes presentation is what matters.
Yeah.
Because lots of people could bake a cupcake, but it's presentation, and I mean, this is, whew, this is good. So what's the stuff on top here, on top of the frosting? Is that cinnamon?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's why I like it.
Just a sprinkle of cinnamon. I mean, you can order them without toppings. I mean, I had someone order with them without sprinkles and stuff like that. I mean, I'm a sprinkle person. I love to put sprinkles on stuff.
Yep.
I have a whole bunch of different sprinkles at my house. I'm like a collector of sprinkles.
See, I like to put sprinkles on my Cold Stone, but people are like, what's the point? It's just a like little thing of sugar. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I just
want
it.
The crunch, maybe.
It might be. I don't know. I just like, I don't know. I just, it's got to be there.
So then you can, when you eat your ice cream, you chew your ice cream. And then you actually have an excuse to chew your ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, this is really good. Mm. I like this.
Yeah.
Now, you brought one the other weekend to, I think it was a WrestleMania party.
Yeah.
And it was like a chocolate one, because I had it.
Yeah.
Was that the one that had alcohol in it?
Yeah. Mm. I brought, I think, 4 different kinds.
Okay.
So I did the lemon one.
Yep.
And then there was a blueberry filled one. And then I did the raspberry mimosa. So it has a little bit of wine
in the
frosting.
In the frosting. Whoa, yep. Wow. How did they put alcohol in that?
Yeah,
I did. No way.
Yeah. And then the chocolate was Kahlua.
In the frosting, it was
Kahlua. Yeah, I put a little bit in the cupcake too.
Ooh.
Just, it gives it a little bit more of a different flavor than just plain old chocolate.
Okay.
Those are pretty good though too.
I know, you know, that was, I was expecting you to bring that, because you were telling me that at the WrestleMania party, like, oh, that one's got Kahlua, and I'm like, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man, okay. Now I gotta do comparison testing.
Yes.
So this next one you brought us has a raspberry right on top of it.
It does. So it has a raspberry lemon cake. So there's actual real raspberries in it.
All right.
And then the top of it is a lemon cream cheese with raspberries in it.
And I like that these just don't fall apart in the wrapping when I'm unwrapping it. I like that it stays together. Sometimes I get a cupcake and it's all like over the floor. I'm like, what happened? Yeah.
All right. Well, you know. Oh. And then I don't know if you're a topping first person, but I normally
eat the raspberry topping. First.
Yeah.
All right.
Or you can eat it with it, whatever. And then you can get these filled too. Right now it's not filled, and I know there's a lot of people that really appreciate the filling.
Cheers.
But.
Mm. Ooh.
This is Paul's favorite.
This one's Paul's favorite?
Mm-hmm.
See, now if you said this one's lemon and raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, if I had too much lemon, I would probably not want that. So I like that this has got raspberry in it, because, mm-hmm, I love raspberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I like lemon, but too much lemon for me would be just too much lemon. Now I got to pair it with my wine here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I feel like you picked a good wine for
you
this.
You think I did?
I think you did.
I pair
I really
well.
Do, even though you didn't know what you were doing.
Exactly. Now I do know what I'm doing.
Yeah, we'll pretend like you know.
Well, you know, I'm on what, I'm like 71st episode here, I think is what this one will be.
I think so.
I'm just getting good at this.
Yeah, this is my stepmom's favorite. The lemon, plain lemon one that I do. Because it has the lemon filling in it, too, and she just adores it. So,
of the two, my favorite one is going to be the carrot one because it's got cinnamon, and I'm a sucker for cinnamon.
Okay.
So I like that one.
But it, and it's not too, like, sweet either.
It's, no, not even close.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like a full carrot, because you can see that it's not, like, brown, you know, like the normal carrot cakes that you see.
Right, so yeah.
I actually, like, shred my own carrots and everything and put it in there for you.
So, okay, now I want to go back to your business after we just got done eating.
Yeah.
Is there a theme for it besides, obviously, it's your daughter's nickname, Sweet Pea, but is there some sort of theme that you're going with? Like, obviously, if you look at Brews and Crews, I didn't know what the heck I was doing at first. I thought it was going to be beers and cars, and it's turned into more than that. It's turned into, like, promotional stuff. I'm not really even sure, but now we're having wine on Brews and Crews. Yeah. So, do you have, like, a theme in mind that you wanted?
No, not really. Just...
just
make
try
things for people and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I see your box and it looks nice and fancy. And to me, that looks very nice and clean. It's like, you know, if you open up, I mean, I know you're not an Apple person, I don't think, but when you open up the Apple boxes for a phone, it's just like plain white. And it's, for some reason, the simpler looks the better sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's what you got going on there.
I do. Yep.
So are you trying to scale this business that you would make decent money, or is this just more of a hobby at the moment?
It's just more of a hobby at the moment.
But you are charging people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit of a moneymaker on the side, but it's, sometimes, you know, when it turns into a job, it's not as fun anymore.
Exactly. And that's, I think that's why it took me so long mm-hmm. to actually, like, put it out there, because I didn't want to have, like, the time limit of stuff, you know,
right.
Especially when I had my full-time job, too. It was really hard to do some of those type of things, so.
So now, which one would you consider... of your cupcakes, which one would be like your signature, quote unquote? Because you gave me these ones, and I'm not sure if these are, or do you not have one?
I don't really have one right now. No.
What about a cookie?
I haven't even tried really. So my monster cookies, probably.
Okay.
And those have a whole bunch of stuff in them. But yeah, so like my in-laws and stuff like that, they always want me to bring those to like vacation and stuff. So probably that, I guess.
So you have to always do that then?
Yeah, pretty much.
So when it comes to the recipes, because I'm not big into it, and you said that you had to learn, you said, oh, I saw this on TV, I'm going to go do it. It wasn't as easy as you thought. Are you now using your own type of recipes, or do you find them from a place and say, I could maybe do that, or maybe you tweak them?
I do. I tweak mine. So it took me a little while to figure out exactly what to put in them. So that's why when people want like half orders or something like that, it's hard for me to like do a half, because I got it so good for like the 24 that I do that I just leave it at that. And then I kind of just sell the rest of my Facebook friends.
Sure.
So, and that helps get everything out there too.
Is that where most people are finding you, is on Facebook, or is it just hearsay? They just know you.
So it's hearsay, and then they find me on Facebook.
Okay.
So I have a lot of friends that I've been making cupcakes for forever.
Okay.
So they know.
They know.
Yeah, and then I've been actually getting calls for people, you know, that said, hey, I have a wedding or a bridal shower or something like that, and then they actually call me or find me on Facebook.
Have you had to do anything with, like, diet restrictions at all?
So I actually have had a couple people ask me about gluten-free, which I am going to try and do.
Okay.
I just haven't dug into that yet.
What does that contain or not contain, maybe?
I'm assuming some of like the flour and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which
specialty flour?
I feel like it could be probably pretty easy to do. I just haven't looked into it yet, but I've had enough people, I think, now that I'm going to try it.
You're going to
Yeah.
So do you have to go find some specialty flour?
Probably, yeah.
So you haven't even looked into it?
No, I haven't even looked at it yet.
I was going to say, I was wondering, how is it gluten-free, quote-unquote, and then how does it even taste similar or the same as bread?
No idea, but I think I wouldn't have to change the frosting. There's really nothing. I mean, powdered sugar and butter, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, that shouldn't be too different, but...
Now, the one thing I noticed about the toppings, you came in, they're kind of fancy looking, is that... something fun for you, or is it the baking that's the fun part, or is it maybe both?
No, the baking, I don't like to do the baking.
Okay, so it's the decorating
it's
of
it. It's the decorating. So the decorating, frosting, sprinkles, and then actually boxing I like to do too. Okay. And I have a bunch of stickers. I'm a sticker freak. Yeah. So I have a bunch of stickers too that I put on the boxes.
My wife and I are the same way with breweries. We go and grab a sticker and we stick it on our boat cooler, and then you know when our cooler's out there. It's just plastered with brewery stickers. So you like doing like the decorations on top?
I do.
Okay, see, now that would be someone that's into art. I feel like they would just absolutely love that and see how they can detail it and make it look fancy or fun or whatever.
I'm horrible at art. I can't draw.
But when it comes to a cupcake, you're great.
but I can decorate a cupcake, and I'm getting better at like the cake parts. So
okay.
I did a Sonic cake the other day, and it turned out pretty good.
What's a Sonic cake?
So it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay.
So it was a 7-year-old's birthday party. He loves Sonic. So I did a 2-tiered cake for him, and it was like Sonic's world. So had like the little rings on it and some grass. It was really fun.
And you decorated the whole thing?
I did.
Wow. I feel like that'd be pretty detailed, kind of.
It was kind of like the outside of it was pretty detailed. And then I, of course, had to like draw Sonic. So
so did you have like a photo up and just kind of looking at it and just doing your best?
I printed off a picture of Sonic, and I had to make sure it was the right size. And then they have sugar paper, actually, so you can actually, if you have a printer, you can print on it with It has to be like an edible printer though.
Right.
So what I did is I just put the sugar paper on top, and I have like this light board that I turn on, and I actually traced it with edible marker.
Oh.
And then I piped my frosting onto that because I'm not good at drawing.
Well, you said you weren't into art, so I get it.
Yeah, I like to do it, but I'm not good at it.
See,
but
I never knew how they got everything so nice on a cake. And so there's edible paper.
It's sugar paper. Yeah.
Sugar paper.
Sugar paper.
So does it just like dissolve when you eat it?
Yeah.
Because I would never even know if I had it.
You probably have.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had like a cake with like a picture on it?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They probably so just printed
paper.
That out. Yeah.
Well, sugar paper.
You ate paper.
I did. Great. Feel so good about it. So now you'll do any design. Someone says, hey, this is the theme I'm trying to go for. You're going to try and do your best.
Yeah, I'm up for anything.
Well, what's one of the most crazy ones other than the Sonic cake? Like on the cupcakes, have you had to do something real fancy before?
Any sort of theme? I guess on cupcakes, I really haven't had to do much. But I did do it was for Chloe's, one of her birthday parties. It was a Frozen birthday.
Frozen.
So I put Anna and Elsa in, and it was their dress. The cake was their dress.
The cake was their dress.
Yes. Yeah, so that was pretty fun.
I probably was at that one because I've been I feel like the last 3 or 4now for her.
Yeah.
So I bet I was there.
Yes. So that was actually really fun. Anything that is pretty detailed, it's kind of, I get a little scared, but while I'm doing it, it's really fun.
Do you ever have the fear someone's going to be like, that wasn't good?
I do.
Yeah?
Yes.
Have you ever heard anything?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. Don't say anything, folks.
No, don't say anything.
Don't say anything. Just say, oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the reasoning why I have, like, Paul Taysom, too. And actually, because I don't really eat a lot of sweets, like I said, we live by Fifth Street Liquor, so we take a lot of cupcakes over for them to taste.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah. They're going to chow those bad boys down.
Yes. So, and they normally give me some good input, too. Like, I want people to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
You know.
I totally agree. I'd be pretty nervous because I'd be like, okay, now, when everyone goes and tests those, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, those were made by Sweet Pea. And you'd be like, oh, who the hell made these? I'd be so afraid of that happening. I'd be like, ooh.
And I used to only do it for, like, family and stuff.
Okay.
So now that I'm out there and people that are, like, asking me to do things, then I don't know who they are. That's where I get nervous.
Okay.
You know?
So I want to go back to the portion about like how you're getting your sales. Do you do any sort of marketing other than just the Facebook and hearsay? Like, have you pushed out ads or anything like that?
I have not yet.
No.
So I was a little more busy than I thought I would be
at first.
Yes.
Well, okay. Yep. Good.
Which is not bad
at all.
Like, so I've been doing okay for right now with between my job that I have and then this. So I don't want to get too busy quite yet.
Yeah, and I totally
understand. But it kind of ended up that way anyway.
Well, you know, we're both real estate agents, and the best thing is referral business because then they trust that it's going to be good.
Yeah.
However, selling a house and your taste of your cupcakes kind of two different things.
I have brought them to listing appointments before.
Not a bad idea. Free cupcakes with your purchase. Yes.
Thank you for letting me in your house. Please use me. But
have you ever had to ship them yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. I've had a couple of people ask, but...
Do you know what would that even entail?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No. Especially like, because they're a little... They're kind of fragile, I guess. Mm-hmm. And even if you put careful fragile, it doesn't matter sometimes.
They'll
to shipping.
Toss those boxes
around.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
See, I always wondered, the one thing I always wonder is when you know you subscribe to one of those, I don't know, HelloFresh or whatever, how do they make them? How is it fresh? Because I feel like it's got to have a ton of sodium in it so it preserves well. But then I think, don't they come in like an ice box or something?
Yeah, so we actually do HelloFreshes.
Oh, you do?
Every once in a while. Yeah, okay. So they do put them, they have like this gel ice pack at the bottom.
Okay.
And then they put their meats at the top. And it's pretty insulated with like bubble wrap and stuff.
So it stays for all through the shipping time?
I guess, yeah. I mean, there's only a couple times that we've had to say, hey, like this...
This was not HelloFresh. Yeah. It was goodbye shit.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, but at the same time, that's a lot of like vegetables and meat and stuff. It's okay. Not really anything that's put together already. Because I think the frosting would probably...
Get squished maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
That would not be...
Return, come to you upside down, maybe?
Oh, gosh. That would yeah, you'd have to figure out like how to bolt them down or,
yeah.
Or I don't know.
And you can't really, I guess, unless you maybe tape it somehow because they're connected.
Yeah, because
like the tulips and stuff, but still.
Yeah, because then guess what? They get them and they go, oh, look how it came. Looks like crap.
And then they'd be mad at me and not the shipping people. Yeah,
that's how it goes. Yeah. So what's the, like one of the biggest, have you had to do like an event yet other than birthday parties? Like, have you done like a big event or anything yet?
So I actually, before I started like my Facebook and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I did a wedding.
Okay.
And I had to do a lot of cupcakes for that. They wanted four different kinds. So that was probably my biggest one.
How many were there that you had to do?
Oh, I think I did. I think I did like 150 cupcakes, which is not crazy.
Oh, it seems like it.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I guess my next question I had was, do you have a commercial kitchen or are you just doing this at your house?
No, so I do it at my house, but I did make a room in my house, so off of my dining room,
because okay.
It's at my house.
Yep.
At the end of the hallway, it was just a random, I think the people before us used it as their closet, I want to say.
Okay.
So they had a bunch of stuff in there. So it was actually a couple things since we've lived there. I mean, it was my office at first, and then I put the kids in there, and then they never used it. And it was a disaster. So I'm like, I'm taking it away from you and I'm making my bakery.
Perfect.
So I do everything in that room besides making the cupcakes because I don't have an oven in there. So.
Well, okay. So to me, 150 seems like a ton then if you're just doing this at home without a commercial kitchen. It just seems like you would be, it'd just take you time. I mean, how many can you make at a time, I guess?
I guess as much as my table can handle.
Well, I guess what I mean is how many can you put in an oven and it comes out at once?
Oh, so I put 24 in an oven. So two 12, like normal muffin
okay.
tins.
Yep, okay.
I do have a double oven, but the top one isn't very good, so I just use the bottom one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe if you're making 24 at a time, but still, that's, I don't know, that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I have my own little mini fridge in there and everything like that, too.
You have your own system going, so I guess
do.
You know. So I suppose the kids get the taste test, right, I assume?
Yeah, so Lincoln likes to eat the middle pieces, so I actually have like a little tool that will take out the middle piece so I can fill it.
Oh.
And I just put him in the bowl and he just eats it.
And then husband does this too?
Yeah, he'll eat. He'll come in sometimes and he'll just pick. I'm like, what if I needed that?
Yeah, Paul.
But yeah, so, and then Chloe, she's more of a fan of the cupcake and not really the frosting. But
so what's been one of the best reactions that you've gotten from someone? I assume someone's been like, hey, Jesse, this was awesome. And it was
yeah.
Like,
well, I've gotten a lot of this is the best ever.
Okay,
this is
good.
Fabulous. I'm like, yes. You know, because I was just talking to Paul the other day, too. I was like, I got to realize that people will eat cupcakes like I will eat like twice baked potatoes. You know, I'll have a bunch in a row, but I'm not really a cupcake person.
Okay.
So other people have cupcakes like that. you know.
They'll binge on them?
Yeah.
See, I'm not a sweet person as much either. I would rather have salt than I would rather have sugar because I can only handle so much. So, like, right now I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm right where I need to be. But I ate basically one cupcake so far, mm-hmm. and that's about all I would be able to handle. So people that would eat multiple, I'm like, gosh.
I took one bite. You know, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just I'm not the sweet. I'd rather bake for someone else than myself.
Give me an example of one of the reactions that you've had. What was the event for? Do you remember?
So a lot of the ones that I'm doing are just for people right now that are like, oh, that sounds good. I want it for myself. Okay. So I do like a lot of six packs.
Like a little box of six?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So okay. It's a little bigger than this.
Sure.
And actually it was someone from Rochester and her husband was like, you drove to Winona for cupcakes? And she's like, yeah, the kids wanted them. So he's like, whatever. So then I think it was a couple hours later, Paul gets a text message from her husband. And he goes, dude, I just had one of your wife's cupcakes. How are you not 300 pounds? So I think that was probably the best, like, the best comment I could have.
That is a great comment.
It is.
That's what you want to hear.
It is.
That's what you want to hear. Yeah. Because it'd be like, you know, why? You know, some people come all the way to Winona just for Blados.
Yeah.
People from Rochester do. But the same thing. If you got something that's good, you'll travel a little ways for it. Especially since you can't ship it yet. Mm-hmm. You're not at that process yet. But that's fantastic. How are you not 300 pounds yet?
It was great.
He's working on it. He's working on it.
We're also in a weight loss group, so.
Perfect. Does he pair his with beer at all?
Yeah, he'll drink anything with beer.
He'll drink beer cupcake, beer cake, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, I do have the alcoholic cupcake.
That's true. So. Do you know what the content is in there, though?
No, don't use a whole lot.
Okay, so it's just...
So if kids eat it, they're not. It doesn't matter. Oh,
sure. It's like when you like grill a steak probably and wine or mushrooms and wine and stuff like that. Beer battered.
In the frosting. Yeah, it's kind of like that. And in frosting, I only do like 2 tablespoons of something out of like 25 frosted cupcakes.
So far, what's been one of your biggest challenges you've had doing this?
Probably figuring out pick up and drop off and stuff like that. So I do try and do a lot of like delivery and stuff like that. And then I do the people that pick it up. I normally will put it outside my house, but obviously I'm not going to have some random person I don't know pick it up from my front porch. So I think I got to figure something out. Like that is kind of like the delivery process.
Yeah, because if everyone is hand delivered, you can't be that efficient yet.
Right.
So, and if you leave them on your porch too long in the summer, they're going to start getting melted, or in the winter, they'd be frozen. I suppose that's probably okay frozen.
Yeah, it'll thaw, but melting is definitely one of them. But I think the biggest problem is telling random people where I live. So I'm not going to do that. But most of the time it's kind of like, I'll meet you somewhere, but that's still partially a delivery. So
sure. Now, going outside of this, and I want to go over to the marketing aspect of this. Do you enjoy the marketing aspect, or is it kind of like, I don't really understand it that much? Cause that's where I'm at. Like, I didn't go to school for marketing. I went to school for teaching. And now that I'm moving out of teaching into more full-time real estate, into this podcast, marketing has been really, really fun for me. And I didn't realize I liked it until I started doing this. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sure how you enjoy, because you got to market it somehow.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying that? Do you like that?
So it's kind of the same as like the real estate. I'm not doing too much with the marketing. One, probably because I don't really know much about it anymore. It's not really how it used to be.
Okay.
The attention span of people is like, what did they say? If you don't grab people in your video within like the first 3 seconds or something like that, they're going to swipe you. So, you know, I think that's why you see a lot of people. Have you ever seen it where people throw something and it like splashes in their face?
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. So something kind of like that. I'm just not very good with coming up with content, okay. I guess.
I struggle with that too because I feel like it would be just weird making videos to yourself and then you got to retake and retake. Mm-hmm. But then you also, on top of that, you got to come up with something creative as well. And I'm not the most creative when it comes to that. If someone gives me an idea, I would be much better at that. Mm-hmm. But trying to do all of it at once or all of it together, I guess it would be. That's where it is tough mm-hmm. for me, I guess, is like, okay, I got to make a video. Okay, I got to be creative at the same time. What do I do?
And it's time consuming because, you know, like how many times you have to redo it or edit it.
Yep.
Music. I mean, it's a lot.
So when I do my TikTok videos and there'll be one on this one too. But when I do those, I have to find the spot that I think would catch people's attention. And then when I get to start editing it after all said and done, it's about half hour to 45 minutes just to do that after I've already found my clip part that I want to, because it could be like a 10-minute clip, but I'm breaking it down into hopefully a minute. And I'm like, man, this is just so time consuming, and it's on my phone, and it's like just sitting there with my little thumbs trying to get down to the little spot so it sounds like it all makes sense together. But yeah, that's a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to school for it either, but making TikTok videos, you don't go to school for that, but knowing how to catch someone's attention, like you said, that's the hard part for me too. Because, like you said, if you don't catch someone's attention immediately, almost, or swipe.
Yeah, they're not going to care.
It's probably what I need to work on too for my content when I have a video. Because usually I just do a clip of something I think was fun or interesting from each episode, and then I put it out there. One of them got, you know, like 25,000 views, but in this day and age, like, that's just like, it's, oh, I did that a while ago. I'm like, man, that one made me feel good.
Yeah. No, I think I told my daughter, because she's 11 and she's a TikTok crazy person.
Okay.
So I was like, I think I might have you help me with things.
Does she want to?
Yeah. She loves to see like followers and likes, and she's like, Mom, I got another like, or I got another friend. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the life now.
It's addictive.
You know, and we didn't really grow up with that, you know? So
no, Facebook came out in 2004, and I remember getting on Facebook in 2006 because someone set me up with it, and I was like, why would I use this?
I think I went on it in 2006 as well, because it took a little while.
Did you graduate in 06 or 07?
07.
Okay, so you're the year after me, that's right. And someone got me on, I'm like, why would I ever use Facebook? Like, what's the point of this? Why would anybody want to look at my photos? Mm-hmm. And now look at it. Instagram is literally photos and videos. Yeah,
exactly.
Gosh, that's so crazy. I wish I would have learned more back then about how this all worked, because I would have loved doing this, and I never knew that I love doing this kind of stuff. But yeah, you're right. You go back to that, and I'm like, social media when we were younger, like, you didn't promote that way. You promoted with ads in the newspaper.
You did. Yeah, exactly. And now you don't normally put ads in newspaper.
No, because once it's thrown out, it's thrown out. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing. Like, you could make a post about your cupcakes, or you could make a post about cookies, and it's there. If someone just happens to scroll down, it's there forever. Newspaper goes out, it's gone.
Exactly.
Once it's recycled or thrown away, it's just, that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when it comes to marketing, I guess you're not really into that yet, because you just kind of hearsay at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been a business, quote unquote, where it hasn't been just a hobby? It's been, now you got the Facebook page out there so people know about you. How long has that
been?
I think
it was like the beginning of March, so not very long.
Of just this year?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing something come through, it invited me to like it, and I couldn't remember how long ago that was.
Well, I made a group at first.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. Perfect. And then Paul was like, why did you make a group? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure. So then I went in and I made like a Facebook business page or whatever.
Okay.
And then so I actually transitioned into that and tried to get more out there, which obviously makes sense now that I'm going through it, that
sure,
it's a business page. But yeah, like I said, it's only been since I think March, maybe end of February, and I have gotten plenty of orders already.
That's
so
awesome. Yes. What do you sell the most of, like a 4-pack, 6-pack, or?
6-pack is normally what I sell the most.
Okay. Is there a reason that people like the 6-pack more than something else?
I think it's just because it's like a nice tasting pack.
Okay.
4 is probably not enough, and 12 is too many.
12 so is a lot. Yeah.
12 is a lot, but I do more. I mean, my boxes are 1, 2, 4, 6, and 12, but of course I can add different ones, you know, in there too, like a
sure,
6-pack and hold 8. So
do people tell you this is the flavors I want, or do you have a menu? I guess
I do. So if you go onto my Facebook page, which is just Sweet Pea Cakes and Cookies, I have just a photo of my menu on there. So it's a work in progress. It's not really everything I do, because I have added more.
Okay.
Since people are like, hey, can you do this? So I'll have to tweak it. But most of the time, I'm kind of like, just let me know what you want to do, and I'll figure it out.
Okay. So how do you, What is on your menu? I guess maybe if you have too many, you don't have to name them all. But what's on your menu right now for flavors of cupcakes?
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah. So
there's a lot of them.
Kind of. So I have the normal chocolate, vanilla, carrot cake, red velvet type of thing, and then I have like the filled ones. So you can do kind of any type of like blueberry, mixed berry, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Lemon, cookies and cream. I did a s'mores one the other day, which was pretty fun. I got one of those like butane liners.
Yeah. I saw you guys at Walmart.
Yeah, you were there.
It's like I'm shopping for a butane lighter.
Paul
like,
shop for it.
Yeah. I asked him, I go, are you smoking cigars or what? He goes, no, Jesse needs it.
I'm lighting marshmallows on fire.
That's awesome. That sounds great.
So yeah, I have that, which is actually, it looks really cool. Instead of just putting a plain old marshmallow, you actually have like a roasted marshmallow at the top, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yes. And then I have my alcoholic ones too. So like Kahlua. I have some bourbon ones, like a caramel bourbon I do, which is a lot of people's favorite.
Ooh.
Raspberry mimosa.
Okay.
And a strawberry daiquiri for a ladies' night out.
They get that for my wife and I. We'll get some for our celebration when we have our baby.
Yeah.
I'll have the bourbon one. She can have the mimosa or whatever one she wants.
Yeah.
She's been like, she said, well, once I have the baby, it's give me a margarita.
Exactly.
She goes, push baby out. Baby's healthy. Give me a margarita.
Yeah, in the hospital room.
In the hospital room, exactly.
I'll bring her one.
So you have all these different flavors, and if someone says, hey, this is the flavor I'm looking for, you go, I'll try and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so the raspberry lemonade was actually one of those.
And that's the one we had tonight, right?
Yes. Okay. So I did not have that on my menu. So I actually did a test taste one for someone who's going to be getting married in August. Okay. And they were throwing themselves a party. Well, themselves, I should say, you know.
Sure.
So they had a taste party going on, and they asked if we could do like a raspberry lemon. I was like, well, yeah, that's simple enough. I should be able to do that. So.
And then when it comes to the cookies, what flavors do you do of cookies? Just kind of your basic ones, or you do some really crazy ones too?
No, so it's just basically like the chocolate chip monster cookies and cream. I do want to try, it's a peanut butter and jelly one.
Really?
Yeah, I want
to. Sounds interesting.
I haven't done it yet. I really want to. But I want to try that. And then of course there's like carrot cake stuffed ones, so you have like cream cheese stuffed carrot cake cookies.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm nervous.
I'm gonna
take these two little portions home to my wife later, and I gotta have her try some of those because she'll probably love it.
Yeah,
she's got all these cravings nowadays, but it's mainly been a lot of things have been like sweet and sugary type things, and I think she might like that raspberry lemonade one.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna have her take a taste of that. So now you have a whole array of a menu, and you keep expanding it every time then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good then, because that way you can't ever, I guess you can't ever go boring. You got to find something on this menu you can like. So when someone buys like a 4-pack, do they get like 4 different kinds, or do they get all the same, or?
So they can pick.
Okay.
Right now, because I'm newer, and I don't have my name out there really. Mm-hmm. I kind of just let them pick whatever,
okay,
and then I'll sell the rest later, or I'll donate. I mean, I had some extras left one time, and Paul and Lincoln went to the fire station, donated.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, he was tickled pink. He got to push the button to the jaws of life, so he was happy about that. And that was Paul, not Lincoln. Just kidding.
Paul's in there.
It was both of them, actually. They were very giddy when they got home. Otherwise, my mom works for the post office. I'll send them over there. And
okay.
I'll just give them to people. But
so the extras don't go to waste.
No, they don't
Someone
go to waste.
Someone gets them.
Someone will get them. I normally don't sell them past like 3 days after I make them, just because that's kind of the freshest, I guess, part.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, I'll just donate her.
It's like a Plato's donut. You can't have it after like 24 hours.
Yeah, you got to pretty much eat that right away. Yeah.
Now, you know, so does it get expensive? Because if someone says, hey, I want this flavor, that flavor, that flavor, like, don't you have to make almost a whole batch?
Yeah. So sometimes, though, they will order maybe 2 things of chocolate that needs like a chocolate cupcake. So it's the base, I guess, that really matters.
Okay.
It's normally either vanilla or chocolate.
That's
so
true.
That's pretty
that's
easy.
True.
So, and then when it comes to the frosting, that's easy enough to do like half before. And it lasts in the refrigerator too.
Okay.
For like a week or two. So that's not too crazy.
What's your most popular one, do you think? Which one's been ordered the most?
Oh, probably the salted caramel is the one that.
Salted caramel one, huh? Mm-hmm. I was just thinking it was going to be like a plain, you know, vanilla with white frosting on it or chocolate with chocolate frosting.
No, I don't get a lot of those.
So people like these because it's more of like a, I would say a craft cupcake.
I feel like people want, they buy them and eat them because they don't want to do it themselves.
That's so, true too. I don't want to do that myself.
I mean, there's
either.
So many things that I want people, I would buy because yes. I don't want to make it.
Yeah. And especially if you only want it here and there, I don't want to make a whole batch because like you said, if you have a box, you said like the box of 12, that might be a lot for someone unless you're mm-hmm. taking it to a party. Because I remember down at Lakeview, I'd win like a dozen Blados donuts. I'm like, what am I going to do with a dozen? I only want like two.
But can I get one a day?
Yeah, can I get one a day for 12 days? Yeah, I would exactly. love that way better. So I know what you're talking about. You like get a pack of four or something like yep. that. It makes way more sense mm-hmm. for that. So yeah, as we're starting to wind down here, I want to talk about your prices. What are we talking like? Mm-hmm. If you want, I'm calling them craft cupcakes. That's what I'm gonna call them.
That's fine. I like
crafty
that.
Cakes.
Yeah,
crafty cakes. What would it cost for a four pack then? To oh no, she swallowed her wine. Wrong.
I did. No. okay, so. I don't do normally per pack. So if it's anything that is like 12 or less, they are per cupcake.
Okay.
So like a normal vanilla, chocolate, something like that, that's going to have buttercream on it. That's just like $3 per cupcake.
That's not bad at all.
Yep. And then once you start adding things, like you have the middle part to it, you add that, that's just $3.50. Okay. And then the alcoholic ones are $4.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not crazy.
No, because, you know, I spend, what are my beers nowadays? About $7 a beer. Well, I'm getting, that'd be like two cupcakes.
Yeah.
And I'd be totally satisfied with two cupcakes because yeah. that's all I could ever eat. But, I mean, that's, by the time I go and buy the ingredients and put it through the oven and do all that, I'd be way more than that, most yeah. likely. It's just my time alone. I'd be like, I just think I don't really like to bake or cook. My wife knows that.
I feel like a lot of people don't like to do the baking, so I feel like that's why.
So are you sitting there like mixing in the bowl and all
I
that?
I do.
Really?
I awesome. Use a whisk and I make the batter. And then I did get myself like an off-brand KitchenAid, but I hate that thing. So
really?
I use a hand mixer.
A hand mixer?
I do.
This is old school then.
Yeah.
Kicking it old school. Yeah. I love it.
I like to be in control. So if I can spin the bowl and I can make sure that it's all mixed in and stuff like that.
That makes sense. So, because you probably have a feel for when it's ready to be poured
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah. And if you take your eyes off on it, you can easily forget about it for yeah. too long or something like that. So
okay.
I'm pretty much hands-on all the time when it comes to that.
That's good. So that's not bad at all. So you're looking, I mean, at, you know, if you want just four and they're $3 a pop, you're only looking at like $12. That ain't mm-hmm. bad at all. Except for then you gotta go get them somewhere. Mm-hmm. You gotta get the delivery system down.
Yeah.
Uber Eats.
I gotta get like my own little storefront type of thing.
You seen those robots that are going around town delivering yes. things for like WSU?
Well, I was at Mayo the other day for a client and I saw one of those and it looked drunk.
So maybe you had one of those Kahlua cupcakes.
Yeah, exactly. And then it actually stops a couple blocks away from our house because we would love to get Panda Express delivered, but
oh yes, oh gosh, I love Panda Express yeah, at the college.
But it doesn't make that way, so maybe we can meet it somewhere.
There's a radius on that.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's just like a block short of you.
Or? Yeah, a block or two. I can't remember exactly. Yeah.
That stinks. I would want that. Well, that's probably a good thing I don't get that.
Yeah,
I would have so much Panda Express coming to my house.
It's so good.
I love it. Well, as we're starting to wind down here, is there anything else you want to add to the podcast about your business or just things that someone should know about Jesse Ebner and her and Sweet Pea?
No, just anything that you want, try, ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can't do it, I'm going to say no, you know, but for the most part, if it's a cupcake, I probably could do it.
Okay.
I'm open to expanding whatever. And cookies, I'll try cookies. I do cake pops too. Those are pretty fun.
What's a cake pop? I don't know what a cake pop is.
So it's basically like kind of like a cupcake, but it's a little more probably, I don't want to say the M word, but wet, I guess.
Moist.
and you just ball it up put a stick in it, and then you dip it in like candy melts or something.
Oh.
So it's kind of like cake. It's just like a sucker cake, I guess.
Gotcha. And you I think I've seen that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I had no idea what it was called, though.
Yeah.
That is interesting. So you do those too?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Cake pops. Huh. Cake pops.
They're really good. Like, if you don't want a whole cupcake or anything like that, you know, and you want a little bit of a different, like, texture, that is what to go with.
Well, that's great. Do you want to plug where you can find you?
Oh, yes.
Please.
You can go onto Facebook. It's Sweet Pea Cakes and Cookies. Or, you know what? If you can actually, you can scan that code right there.
Ooh, there's a, there's a QR. Code. I don't know if they'll be able to see it on there, but we'll try.
There you go.
Okay.
That's all I can stretch.
And they'll take you to your Facebook page?
It'll take me directly. Yeah, it'll take you to my Facebook page. Okay. Right away. And then you can contact me through there. My number is on there, too. A lot of people have just contacted me. I have a Gmail account.
Okay.
I've only had one order from there anyway, so people normally just text me, which is probably the best way.
So they can text you on that, too.
They can.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesse, it's been a pleasure having you here. These are awesome cupcakes. Actually, I think I did okay with the wine. It wasn't so bad.
No, especially with the cupcake.
Yeah, and I had no idea what I was doing, so that's even better. See, I'm learning some things here and there, too. But as the screen behind me says, please like, share, subscribe, and 5-star. And it does help if you do 5-star this or share with your friends. It gets the word out, not only about just myself and Brews and Crews, but also everyone that's coming on Brews and Crews, whether it's Sweet Pea or someone else that has a story to tell or a business to share. But again, I'm going to thank Jesse one more time.
Thank you.
By giving her a big cheers, and we'll see you next week.